I'm Theodore Henry with JIS Evening News for Friday, September 2. Coming up, $800 million spent to procure textbooks for the new school year. Government to acquire used vehicles for Jamaica Constabulary Force. And 20 Cuban teachers to enter schools this year. The details after the message.
This is a public service announcement brought to you by the Court Administration Division. All jurors who served at the Corporate Area Coroner's Court between September and December 2015 are being asked to contact the court immediately at 922-82902 or 299-4833. The numbers again, 922-82902 or 299-4833. That was a public service announcement brought to you by the Court Administration Division.
Studies have reported that men can potentially transmit the Zika virus to their sex partner through sexual intercourse. Therefore, it's recommended that men who have had Zika or are at risk for the infection should use condoms for at least 6 months. A message from the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency.
Now the news. The government has spent $800 million to procure textbooks for the 2016-2017 academic year. Minister of Education, Senator Ruel Reid, says the delivery of books to schools has started and will be completed by September 30. The ministry provides core texts and materials for both primary and secondary institutions under the National Textbook Loan Scheme and the Primary Textbook Program. Senator Reid says titles that appear on the 2016-2017 approved textbooks list offer adequate curriculum coverage.
Therefore, schools must not include on their book list revised textbooks that address only a limited or few areas of the curriculum or syllabus.
The education minister was speaking at a back-to-school press conference at the ministry's offices in Kingston Wednesday. In the meantime, he says the ministry has partnered with the Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, this year in conducting textbook surveys. The research indicates that consumers will pay an average increase of 4% in the price of texts this academic year. The Ministry of National Security has begun the process to acquire used vehicles to boost the mobile capacity of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF. Portfolio Minister Robert Montague says an advertisement is to be publicized, which will outline the specifications under which dealers can supply used cars to the police force.
Any entity that meets the requirement that is in that ad will be free to tender to supply us with the vehicles. As long as they meet the criteria that is advertised and laid down, they are free as Jamaicans to tender.
Mr. Montague, who was speaking at a press conference at the JCF's Transport and Repairs branch in Kingston Thursday, said the ministry is seeking approximately 260 vehicles. 20 Cuban teachers will be taking up positions in primary, secondary, and junior high schools across the island in the new academic year. The educators will be providing instruction in Spanish, physics, mathematics, chemistry, and physical education for 3 years, replacing their Cuban colleagues whose 3-year tenure expired at the end of the last school term. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid welcomed the teachers at an orientation session held in Kingston recently.
Your literacy rates are among the highest in the world. Jamaica is very grateful for the long and cordial relationship that we have maintained with Cuba. You may have a solution to some of the problems that we encounter, that if you share those best practices and experience with us, we can utilize them so that we can even move our education forward.
The recruitment was facilitated under the 19-year-old bilateral agreement on education between Cuba and Jamaica for the provision of professional and academic support through their respective ministries of education. The teachers will serve in the 6 education regions spanning all 14 parishes. And Chief Executive Officer, CEO of the National Health Fund, NHF, Everton Anderson, has assured that the 2 National Cancer Treatment Centers being constructed in Kingston and St. James are on schedule to be opened next year. The state-of-the-art treatment center being built at the Cornwall Regional Hospital will be opened in January 2017, while the facility at the St. Joseph's Hospital will be complete by the end of next year. Mr. Anderson says the NHF has not only led the financing, but has also been involved in the management of the project. Mr. Anderson was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. The initiative is a partnership of the NHF, Chase Fund, and other private organizations. That was the JIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.